ဝရိဒတနောကြီးချွန်းသံတီဝဒလံသုနံသုံကနောနီတံဝကြီးသုံးရမင်းကြောင့်တက်ကြွယ်ဒီချက်နီဝဒင်ဒတနီသုံးရမင်းကြောင့်သလုတတော်တေလာဝဒခုံကြီးဝရင်သူချင်းဒီနောင်ရှိတော်ပါစေကြွချင်းတလာကြွချက်ချင်းကြွချက်ချင်းတဲ့တော်ရာဒီတော်မူဝဒတနီချင်းဒီချက်ချင်းတဲ့တော်ဝဲကြီးစွကြွသေချမစေကြွ
ဝတ္တိတံဘုသင်္တိနောရှင်တောရလာတံယောန္တနာတံဂျုရဏီကသလလောင်မေဘယလကွန်မီသင်္တိနောရှိတောစေနဒဝတ္တိသောအယံတုကျောချောင်းလောင်တောပါလာသံမရဝန္တတံသစေတိဒဂုဝေဝါရီတံသစေတိတေလာဝတ္တိတံသောရဖာတံတံသောချောင်းကုန်တော်ဝ
So, to continue from where we stopped this morning, excuse me, among the three principles as well as the path, you know, we discussed a little bit about the reason we had to seek the renunciation, the reason we had to seek renunciation, and next is how to, you know, seek the renunciation. And so to seek the renunciation, then you have to, there are two ways, you know, by abandoning the attachment towards this life and by abandoning attachment towards the towards the next life. And so the first, abandoning attachment towards this life, it says the leisure and opportunity are difficult to find. There is no time to waste. Reverse the attraction to this life. Reverse the attraction to future lives. Think repeatedly of the infallible effects of karma and the misery of this world. And so, so when you're thinking about the, this life, giving up attachment to this life, then you have to give up attachment. You know, so give up, you know, the grasping at the permanence. You know, grasping at impermanence, you know, as permanence.
အကြည့်ဒီဘယံဒီကြည့်တဲ့ညာချာမတော်လာတပ္ပဏံဘတုံးစံရောဘာတိတော်ရလာအကြည့်တလံရသစနောနာကြည့်ရကျတော့ကြည့်ချွာကြည့်ရဒီသံလူနောနာငါတတရုံချကမာရီလူချမချကမာရီလူချမဒီကရီတီချမဒီကရီစံဘတုံးစံဒီချင်းချင်ဘူးကြည့်ရယံဒီအကြည့်တဲ့စဝါစံစင်ငွေရချဝစံဘနမ်ချင်းငိမိစံဘချဝတိချူမာတော့ကောင်းကြီးတောင်မပင်ပါစံဘ
ສົມບູດິສະວາລີລີລາຍັງນີ້ດີລີລາຈິນເຊສມຣີສມຣີກູກູບັນທັດດີລາທົກທົກຈໍບາລີລີຈົງກິຢູ່ວາລີດີສະດົງຍານະຈືອະດາຍຈືຈໍກະຕິຍອງເຊກິຢູ່ວາລີກູນະໂວລະບະຈູງາຍຸມບາຍັນດີມະຕະຕິນດາກະກູນີຍາຈືອະຕົງຕິດດາຍາກະກູລາຈໍມະຕະວາສາຍາກະກູນາຕະວາຈິຊໍຈໍຢູ່ວາຍັນດີຕິນດາຈິມາລະສໍາມິນອງນີ້
And so, generally, you know, it's all impermanence, like the death and impermanence. You know, we should think about the death and impermanence, but we always think, you know, we always grasp at the permanence and think that we're not going to die. You know, we think that I'm not going to die, you know, now, I'm not going to die today, or I'm not going to die tomorrow. And so we always keep thinking we're not going to die. not going to die instead of thinking of dying. So to eliminate that grasping at the permanence, you know, one has to think about, you know, the death and impermanence. You know, so you think about the death and impermanence, you know, the three roots, thinking that, you know, that is, you know, certain to all of us, and the time of death is uncertain. And at the time of death, you know, nothing, you know, is of any benefit except the practice of the Dharma. And so those are the three roots. And so for to each root, you know, they are, you apply the three reasons. And so there are there are nine reasons. And then at the end of each root, or applying the three reasons, then you come to the conclusion. And so there are three conclusions. So you can meditate on this, the nine round, death and impermanence, for eliminating the grasping at permanence.
So
it's like a gathering together, discuss about something, like having a meeting to discuss about something very important, like a project. And so when you have a project, then you bring the main points, and so these are the main points, and that's like the three rules, and contemplating on death and impermanence. So you say these rules, and then you give many reasons. So we want to have this, and we want to do this. So you discuss, and you make question answers, and talk here and there, and then so that's like the nine reasons for the three rules. And then at the end, you make the decision of your meeting. At the end of the meeting, then you make the decision. So just like that, after contemplating on each route, by applying the the three reasons to each route, then you should come to the conclusion. So that is certain. So therefore, we have to do this and this and so, and then this is what we have to do. So you come to the conclusion. Then after the conclusion, when the conclusion is there, then you have to make plannings according to the conclusion that you came to. And so after you have come to the conclusion, and then you make the plan, so to do this, so you make the plan to do whatever you want to do for like whatever amount of time, could be like for a month or for a year. And so just like that, then when you come to understand, you study about the death and impermanence, and then you meditate, you come to understand about the reasons and the conclusions, and then you have to make a plan to meditate on that also, you make the plan to do something for a certain amount of time, and you also make a plan to do meditations on that for whatever amount of time, or whatever amount of time on each day, and so forth. So so by making that plan, you have to meditate on the death and impermanence until you get the experience or the realizations.
Tua dengan tua jejak mojisau. Tiap sahun terdila sampai di madun tu coba jangan gugur yari.
Yikola Tetum Dong, Yemunga Tetum Dong, Yambala Yambering, you were Japtangle on Rigidong, Mayambala, Mayambering, you were Japtangle on Rizzo, you may talk to Mambu, you were Goni, near some that to a wonder, Ti Goni Samba, Ti Wonder Song, Ti Goni Gumbasi, Ti Gumgo, you are Yandu, or the Lobo Union Gumar Gumba and Zona, turn it to Dong something, Gumbala and rub the jurors in the song you are. Tambo Margi, covered on the Tama, the third on the Trum de Homer, Jersey, Ten Deni, Titon Matua, two don't the Sambi Drondo, Tinder Gumjab, Gumsiji de Long Rembama, where you are in the Judy Sugar, that in the Rembergen, the John de Rembaco, you bad the Chiton in Dini.
And so when you do the practice or training, you know, when you do the practice or training, and you know, you have to do it by, you know, by listening, you know, contemplating and meditating. So if you haven't heard this teaching before, then you listen to that teachings, and not just listening once or twice, but having, you know, trying to have extensive, you know, listening or extensive, you know, study of the Dharma as much as possible. And after that, whatever you have heard or listened, then you will, you know, contemplate on that. So when you contemplate on that, you have to, you know, and I think in many different angles, what in why it's like this and why it's not like that and so forth. So you have to have kind of a doubt and many questions, you know, yourself asking questions. So, oh, because it's like, you know, then you come to you search the answer for that, and then you say, oh, because it's like this, it's like this. And then when you have the right answer, you know, through the logical or scriptural reasons, when you find the right answer, then whatever you found that, then you put that into the meditation. So you put that into meditation, you meditate on that. And so just like the Master Vasubandhu, you know, said in his Abhidhamma Kosha, that before you can meditate, you know, first you have to hear, and then you contemplate on the meaning of the on the whatever you have heard, and then meditate on the meaning, you know, of the topic that you have contemplated on.
When you that in Rayan Bayan, you say Jamba, Mitri Marasona, Dinray, you are Yondon, Yonda, Semba, Don Jertang, Mito, Gumbo, Lamus, and Songayan, Gumsi, Judi, Gumchi Jamni Mundukumia, Ni Jamni Kumia, Yon, Kumgo, you are, Kumgo, you are, and do the Kumia, the last some song, you are. Tambu, Chargumsi, Chargeraji Maraji, Gumiachi, Tenny, she Gumsi, Tenny, Jagumsi, Jeruba, some you are, and do. ชาร์กุมมะสิจิติจิมันสุเปตินะจิลาจะยังกุยวาระวาจิตินดากุกุมจะวะกุตัสกินดะวะรีรีโลลาจูรนะชาร์สิจิดีนอตองยาดีปะนะจิ
And so for meditation, you know, when you meditate, you know, it's just you cannot just meditate once or twice. You have to meditate again and again until you gain the experience or realizations. So again, we will talk about meditation. There are many, you know, there are many different levels or different type of meditations. So there are three, you know, the three different type meditation in general. So those are the glance meditation and analytical meditation and stabilizing meditation. So when you say the glance meditation, like when we're talking about the three roots and nine reasons, and we just, you know, you don't spend so much time on each root, but you just say, oh, this is this root, this is this root, this is this root. You just glance, you know, make it, you know, appear, just appear to you, but you don't spend so much time contemplating on that. So that's called the glance meditation. Like also, like for example, like when you're flying in the aeroplane, and then as you fly over, you know, each country, then somebody says, oh, now you are flying over this country, now you are flying over that country, and you go that way, you know that you are flown, you know, you have gone over to these countries, but you haven't been able to land there and, you know, tour around and find out more about the country. So the glance meditation is just like, you know, flying over and seeing somebody telling you, oh, this is, you are flying over now, this country, that country, and so forth.
Ojida ကျေပါရှင်တို့ကနောင်နေစံတင်းစကေဝါရီတင်းရင်စံစံကိုယုတ်ဒီငိဝဒတ်တင်တကွေဂိုနိစံစီကျူတဲ့နီဝတ်ထပ်ဒရယာဒါဒီဒရယာဒါမှာကျေ
So that's the glance meditation, you know, where you just make the thing to appear to you, but you don't spend so much time contemplating or finding out about that thing. So that's the glance meditation. And the next, you know, is the stabilizing meditation. Stabilizing meditation is, you know, once you have found the conclusion or the object, then you just, you know, focus on that object, put your mind on that object, and let it not, you know, be distracted to anything else. And so it's also called the meditation on calm abiding. So calm abiding is another type, you know, of the engaging or, you know, stabilizing meditation. So when you talk about the calm abiding, then there are calm abiding, you know, in terms of the sutras, you know, and then also in terms of the tantra. And so in the sutra, that, you know, when you say calm abiding, calm abiding meditation on emptiness or on the, you know, conventional, you know, phenomena also. So anyway, focusing your mind in a single pointedly on an object, so that's called the stabilizing or engaging meditation, and also it's called, like, you know, concentration or meditative stabilization. So in Buddhism, you know, there is this the meditation called the stabilizing meditation explained, but also there are other tradition or other teachings, you know, also explain stabilizing or, you know, the calm abiding meditation. You know, such as just concentrating on on a seed or like a mantra, or even on the breath, and so through that, you know, gaining concentration, you know, on the object. So there are many different ways like that.
Long nam da da, ruba nam da, ju jinzen nam da, kon nam da, yo mi sar ju si wa da, ju da ngu su ju ju da, ro len si ji de, kar chenpo ji yin gu yu wa ru wa. De yin na yin pa jinzen ka ri ri si, man na man pa jinzen ka ri ri si, wada kong ju la, tu wa yin na tau ju pa ji, yang gu gu yu wa yin du, tak si ji ya, din ra gu, ko la sang lu tang ya di, si gum ma si yang gu yu wa ri, si ju de ni wu gum da ma ri di, di si gum yin pa yin du, din ra ji na man tar,
And so when you do the stabilizing meditation, then you are concentrating single-pointedly on a single object. So that single object that you concentrate on a single-pointedly, that has to be a valid object. You know, that has to be a valid object that has to be supported, that valid in a nest, you know, should be supported by the scriptural or logical reasonings. And so with that, so then that's why it is important to do the question answers. You ask many questions, and then you get these answers, and then you check in this way and that way. So then at the end, then you say, okay, this is how it is, and then you do the stabilizing meditation. But when you are checking, you know, when you're asking questions and checking and all these things, and at that time, you know, you are doing the analytical meditation. Although it is not like concentrating on a single object, but it's called analytical meditation. Because with that, then you come to the a right conclusion or the valid, you know, right conclusion, and to that, you know, you concentrate, you know, single pointedly.
ཁྱི ཡེ་པར་ཏ་གལ་ང་ཡི་ཀ་ནོར་ཞ་ཡི་ཀི་ཤར་མ་སེན་ཨོ་ཅི་ད་ཏག་ཞོ་མང་པོ་ཅི་ཅི་ད་དེ་ནི་ཏག་ཞེ་ཅི་བན་ཐར་ངི་སེ་ཇ་གཏི་ཏི་ཏི་ཐ་ལ་ནི་བ་ཡེན་ན་ཨོ་ད་ཏེ་ཁི་ལོང་ན་དེ་ཀ་རེས་དེ་མན་ན་ཅི་ཏག་ཞོ་མ་ཅི་བ་ཅི་ལམ་ཏོམ་བ་ཝོ་ཏིན་དེ་ཅི་སོང་ཞོ་ཡོ་བ་རེ་དེ་ཡེན་ད་མ་དང་ཡེ་བར་ཏེ་ཅི་གོ་གོ་རེ ကရစကိုဒီလမ်းတုံးပါဝတီဆောင်စကားတိလာသကရရှိနေကျင်စင်ကောင်းမေပါတိထချူတဲ့ဇင်ကိုဝရရှိနေရှေယာကျူရပါတယ်ဗျာတင်ရခွေဇနီနံပါတ် 30
And so there are different types of meditations, like the glance meditation, analytical meditation, and the stabilizing meditation. So among these, you know, it says that analytical meditation is very important, you know, because just because somebody says yes and no, you know, you cannot just believe, you know, when somebody says this is like this or this is like that or this is not like that. Like a Buddha or somebody said, you know, you don't have to accept that. You know, you have to analyze. You know, so that's why to say that, you know, the Buddha said, the bhikshus and the learned ones, please check my teachings. You know, just like you would check, you know, the gold, you know, by cutting it, rubbing it, and burning it. And then after that, you know, when you see it is, you know, valid, then you accept, you know, accept it. Not because, you know, not because you accept it because you see the reason, but not because, you know, you have respect, you know, towards me. And so so therefore it is, you know, it is encouraged, you know, to, you know, check, you know, the teachings, you know, to see and to ask, you know, questions and so forth. And so you do, you know, you do that, and that's and then you come to the conclusion, and then you, you know, accept it, you know, so with all the reasons and all the valid reasons, when you come to the conclusion, then you accept it. Whereas in some other teachings or some other religions, you see that, you know, whatever, you know, whoever has said that, that's how you have to accept, and you cannot ask any questions and so forth. And because, you know, there is a chance or possibility of asking these kind of questions in the Buddhism, and so therefore many people have, you know, praised in the Buddhism, you know, for having this quality of being able to, you know, analyze or check and so forth.
ကိုကြီးတဲ့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပြန်သူကြီးနံပါတ်3ကြီးမှာတောက်ကျွေးကြီးအသည့်သိုးရုံအရင်သူကြီးရွာရုံကြီးတလီလာမြောင်းတင်တဲ့ဆောင်ကြီးရွာတွေပါနံပါတ်3ကြီးသမောမှာရင်ပါတောက်ကျွေးကြီးအသည့်ချင်းမိဆောင်လာတင်နေတောက်ကျွေးမှာပူကြီးကြီးကြီးရွာတွေဟောကြီးတဲ့တောက်ကျွေးကြီးအသည့်ဆယ်ရီကတောင်းထံကြီးရွာတွေဆယ်ရီကတောင်းထံကြီးရွာတံတမဆင်းဆယ်ရီကကိုနီထွေကြီးကကိုနီမြုပ်စံထောင်းထောင်းရွာကြီးတောင်း
ဒီကြီးကသဘေညေကွေမြေရန်တွေ့တဲ့နံပါတ်ဆောင်ကြီးကိုဆင်မိကြောင်းလာမတဲ့ရောင်းတဲ့ကြီးရင်ပဲရင်တွေ့ကြီးတွေ့တဲ့ဆောင်မှန်ဇာမလေးရှာနေကဘာရင်နဲ့သုရမထုတ်တဲ့သူဆင်တွေ့ကိုခွေကောင်ကွေကိုဒါနံပါတ်ဆောင်ကြီးကိုဆင်မိကြောင်းဒီငွေရတဲ့ကြောင်းကိုဝင်သူစင်တို့ကြီးမဆွေတဲ့ဆင်မိကြောင်းကဒီတဲ့စီကြီးတော်လို့တောက်စီကြီးသို့လဲကြောင်းကွေနေကိုချက်တွေပါဒီတဘန်ဆင်တွေ့တော်တံ
in the Dharma or in Buddhism, you know, the having or checking the teaching is very important. Checking anything, you know, checking anything before you accept it, you know, is very important. And and so that is the, you know, the uncommon quality, you know, of the Buddhism, you know, other than the other, other than, you know, those other religions or other teachings. When you analyze and when you, you know, come to the conclusion, you know, you analyze it by applying valid reasons, logical reasons or scriptural supports, and with that, then you come to the conclusion. So when there is when you apply this kind of reason and then come to accept it, then it becomes easier or possible for many people to accept it. So that's why the scientists, they accept Buddhism among all the religions. They accept Buddhism most because in Buddhism, they not only says so because it's like this, but also gives reason why it is like that. And so in the science, it's similar. When they accept only when they see the reason or they see something, when they are able to see either with their own eye or with the help of the tools and so forth, gadgets. Then they accept. So like that. Buddhism also gives these reasons, or explains the reasons and why it is like that and so forth. And there are some cases, some things that you cannot check, with the tools or the gadgets. So you have to apply the reason, to think about that. In the case of the mind which is a formless, you cannot, see that, and so you cannot really check about the mind. But but for that you can still analyze with the logical reasons, and there are some cases where you have to accept because of the other valid reason. You can also accept because there is no way you can analyze about that. And so the view of the Buddhism is agrees with the scientific views, and the conduct is that of the non-violence or non-harming to other beings. So any conduct of the body, speech, and mind is encouraged to have the conduct of not harming, non-violence or not harming towards other beings. And so because of having this view that agrees with the scientists and the conduct of non-harming or non-violence, therefore it is an uncommon quality among all the among all the teachings or religions.
And
so we should do that kind of meditations, analytical meditation and so forth. And so whenever one is studying something studying on the death and impermanence, then you should do the stages of the hearing, contemplating and the meditations. One has to engage in this practice of meditation and a different type of meditation. And so anyway, so in order to meditate on the death and impermanence, so there is the condition, the internal condition and the external condition. So internal condition is like it says here in the teachings, leisure and opportunity are difficult to find. And you talk about when you think about the leisure, the profit from the river that we have now, which is extremely difficult to find, but it it disintegrates or perishes very quickly and very easily. So when you think about, so with that, you know, that's the internal condition for, you know, for you to think about the death and impermanence. And then in from the external condition is the teachings, you know, or, you know, teachings or the advice of the spiritual teacher and so forth. So with that, then, you know, you contemplate or meditate on the death and impermanence.
And so, so by meditating on the difficulties, you know, to achieve the profit of mental rebirth or the leisure and the opportunities, then give up attachment, you know, attachment to this life, by, you know, by thinking about the death and impermanence, you know, in this way, then you give up the attachment, you know, to this life. So there is no time to waste, you know, reverse attachment to this life, and the reverse attachment to future lives, think repeatedly of the infallible effects of karma and the misery of this world. So that, you know, shows the path of the medium capable beings. So the first one is the small capable beings path, and this one, this shows the path of the medium capable beings. And so one has to you know, think about the suffering, you know, in order to have renunciation, you know, in order to have renunciation, or in order to have give up the attachment towards the, even towards the future lives, you know. And so when Buddha taught, you know, first when Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths, you know, he didn't teach the true cessation or true path or even a true origin first, but he taught the true suffering first. So the reason for teaching the true suffering first, you know, is, you know, is because it is important to contemplate or think about the suffering. You know, so through that, then comes the you know, giving up attachment and towards the this life, towards this life, next life, and so forth. So anyway, so giving up attachment, you know, to the attractions, you know, of the future rebirth, you know, is the path of the medium capable beings.
我觉得你当你为过的就觉得上次过的个个当年也那历史级的干嘛上用过一万的，就历史级的自救嘛到没那样，历史级的先历史级去了过过过有定，先把我几个先把先利用的，专门找我定这个定让他们门将自救的，先把我的就先把我就光说这些呢，给没给光荣也呢。 就是先把我的，就是三班当幼儿园，赶紧就讲话，现在同步跟侬了，对不对？等你跟侬的就是让你，就是幼儿园中学提了，对不对？对，到就，我到唐朝玩什么个，写那个，你不得就，就不这样了，嘛，就把那个这样了，等这个。
这个地方呢，对历史级、格玛斯级对了，写过过一万人都开始过历史级的，我觉得这个这个历史级的，我就到这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这
lisa jide sheba wo chi ki cheli la ko dingi tela lisa jide la thamre sheba wo ti kana tan tan tini kana go go ni yorwa tan tan oda ti jeni yang go chi yin ba yin du lisa jide Tindaga Samu Tanga Mankura in a Lisigiti, Zogan Sandro recommended the number Sanji, Lisigiti Kerchimbo, Lisigiti, Ti Samu Yalan Chara Mandus in a Nishang shooting.
Jibba
would you could jelly. That just ye listen said Jibba would you.
So when talking about the karma, you know, when we say karma, which is the action, but it is not only only the action. Also, it includes when we talk about the karma. It doesn't only it's not only the action, but also includes the thought before you engage in the action, and also the person when he or she engages in action, before that he or she has some kind of thought, right? So that thought is also included in the karma, and and then after creating that action. Whatever depending on whatever kind of action one has created, one will experience the result, right? Either happiness or suffering. So, so that also is included in the karma. So when we say lay in Tibetan or karma in Sanskrit, and that includes all the thoughts, the action, and also the result that that is experienced as a result of that action. And so somebody say, some people say, when you talk about the karma, it is really difficult to point and say this is what it means by karma, because the karma can include all these different things.
Jetty Shilling Rawodin Jewishia, Tichiba Shava Tinibu, Jela Matua Tinin Jonga, Meba Yendu, Jendring over Sanji Tanish, Tanjong, Tudu Seji, Kuachi, Yendu, Tita Goni Kua, Tilamka, the Rabba Yena, Tombanya Tayala, Tion Pending, Hotel Lindila, Tion Pending, Chiending.
And so if you understand that the karma as that, so. Not only the action itself, but the person who is creating the action, and then the the subject and the object and the action. So all these three are included. So when you have that, then you experience the result. So that's you have created the cause. So when you experience the result, the result cannot come without a cause and condition. You have to have some kind of cause created in order to experience that result. So then you when you think in this way, the cause that you have result created, and the result you experience, and how the cause may have been created for that result, and who created and what kind of action was created for you to experience the result. When you understand that, then you understand how it is dependent. How the result is dependent on the cause. And so, then you understand the dependent arising also. So how the result arises by depending on the cause, and how they are dependent on each other. The cause cannot be caused without the result. Because it produces the result, therefore it is cause. So that they're dependent on each other, and result of course depends on the cause. So when you understand that, and then then it helps you to understand the emptiness as well, because emptiness so anyway, so that when you say dependent to each other. Existing from its one side, but depending by depending on other, and then that helps you to understand the emptiness better also.
Luji Kanshun Tamuji, Luji Kanshun Chambu, another Chi Mumaguiva, Luga Kanshun Tamuji Kumara, 어지 가르지고 만두가 정화다 먹고 그제시던 참모시고 만두가 정화다 이제 삼로라 뚜먹으라 서바인디 된다지 정화에나 띠 고선부 고니 리 먹게바세지디 서가에나 두바디 두바세지디 그 능어에 섬고 고선미 서야지 연구 요아연두 성지 정된디고요 합자 담지고 나오니 더말 두바제요 마샤 송야디 어다 두바 송야고 고선보디 된다 줄라만 좀 그와디 사바치엔디
아서 듀데
담보 제단 두바 진지디 두바 두바지 송야에나 딘 두바 지 마치바 딩어지 용야 연구와르와 된다고 두바 송야고 고데라 고선 유지고 먹고 유지고 섬여와 연두 누가 꺼셔고 고니 Liga Kunshu, those in Tempaji, Mantua, Jonah, Din, Divide, Kali Kali Gadambi, Shama, Tavana, Chambuji, Nodin, Moka Kunshu, Lion, Dijan, Ichi Kunshu, Lion, Mumakua.
And so, so that's about the karma, and the karma, the cause and effect, the karmic cause and effect. And so, so this way, when you experience any kind of a result, it's because you have created the cause. It's the cause and it can be created through the body, speech, and mind. just because of doing something with your body, you create a karma. Or just because of saying some simple word through your speech, you create a karma. And of course, by thinking in a certain way, you can create a karma. So because of depending on whether it's a good or bad karma, you experience the result as a happiness or suffering. And so if you have created a negative karma, even if it's very small at the beginning when you have created, but if you don't purify it, it can grow bigger and bigger, and then actually experience a very big result. Even if you have created a very small cause at the beginning, because of growing over the time, when you experience the result, you experience it as a very big result. And so that's the reason why Buddha said at the beginning, do not commit any non-virtuous actions.
Oji da dinda yamba yandu lindi yisi ji tsuni yoba nani li si ji di shili yamba yandu jiga kwanza kamara ngak jiga luga kwanshu ka gu ngaka kwanshu ka gu yiji kwanshu ji gu tamo shikni tiba chama shik shiva yana yang oda dindu wala ma jeba dingar jing jangya yoba yamba yandu pana tiku sabon si ji di jiga mara sayu nangla saka yana oda dindu wala njim matabi shang
And so, so in terms of the karma, where you create the action and the experience the result. So, depending on whatever kind of karma or action you have created through the door of your body, speech, and mind, and you will experience the similar kind of result. And and so, if the karma that you have created is non-virtuous, then also the result that you experience will be suffering. So the result also corresponds is similar with the cause. So for example, if you sow the seed of a poison, then everything that comes out from everything that grows from there will be poison. The tree that grows from that will be poison, and the branches and the leaves that grows from that tree is also be poisonous, and even the fruit or the flowers that grows from that will be also poisonous. And so so just like that, if you sow the seed of the medicine, then everything that grows from that will be a medicine. So just like that, whatever kind of actions you have created, similar result will be experienced.
Oji 但侬把上就九个堂的上路当完人呢，我在地单位进可以的上班就麻醉呢，进可以日当参与吃少了，你有就他当路一到时就顶着我养个幼儿的，我在顶着上了不对讲不对讲完人呢，你那在上嘛地等下第二个。那这个曾经登录也呢，没有呢，广告了，那咋样的间隔嘛，积极有定义。我在顶着银白银都顶着个邻里个堂里，这个都点上个就财主堂、同胞上个堂堂，这样有定义。那么上就同胞嘛，银白立即给这个店里，杨可以上就上班就几万银呢，他乐少。没当广告了，偏投下个，你这你有个银都点上个，顶里堂里堂呢，上路也几万这样就有定义。
And so thinking, you know, talking about the result, and again, you know, the result and the action. So nowadays, you know, in this world, you know, we always, you know, think about the environmental, you know, like safety or, you know, protection and so forth. So for that, we we do a lot of things, you know, to save the environment and to make it, you know, healthy and clean, you know, for the people who are living around. And for the animals and so forth. So that is so that kind of action, you know, which is very good. So that brings, you know, the health and, you know, the prosperity and so forth, you know, to the people. But also in Buddhism, we believe, you know, that there are like gods or the nagas and other, you know, like spirits and so forth in the environment. And so if we, you know, keep, you know, the environment clean, or do, you know, something, you know, to protect the environment and so forth, that also, you know, helps those beings, and also the beings like the gods, or the nagas and so forth, you know. So in this way, you know, we can also get, you know, this environmental work, you know, can also be, you know, related with the, you know, the practice, you know, of the Dharma. So we can think, you know, broader in this way.
Ojida, 这个金山羊，他把这些鸡羊没定，俺铁松山自己铁马当没定。我在几万千马当，公交司机当，邻居幺八的，都点上嘛的，三六过了，特殊什么就忙不及几万人都，三六万人那样，三六年当的，人挤人挤就，三六年当的，七八年是，三六司机的这么着去了，今年苦苦幺八的，那跑几万几个去那样个幺八就，第一点那样就。不给讲讲，顶着个就三轮囊那样，但我细思难着，就按我妈个马当、爬马当，那第三个恐怕当就按，就这样的文正机，文正机外的成立个特殊机，再当他们国内，我得就，当地单位就把这有失败人才的，精神忙不进，都在那咸阳个幼儿园都计划什么，又把这把当。对这部农把上就接触了，点上对忙不，这个精神忙不进，你各有的幼儿园都。就跟城里外，我们都是几万钱嘛，有没铁种业？没办法开两个嘛，有办法开两个，没是个有啊人的，都点上就点这个，热煮忙不就要不疼你，但都拍起有啥的也是那些样个有定义，但点这人都，但点这个上路当呢，邻里世界当，但点就，浪上个特缺啊名义就，对接点忙不就有定义，但点这经常有定义。
And so nowadays, you know, the scientists, you know, they don't accept, you know, the negative or positive karma. They don't accept accept the future rebirths and the past, you know, the past life and the future, you know, future lives. Future life, because just because, you know, they couldn't see it, you know, they couldn't see those things, you know, therefore they, you know, they say, they don't accept it, you know. They don't accept it, but they don't even doesn't also have a valid reason to say that it doesn't exist. You know, they don't have a valid reason to say that it doesn't exist, and they cannot accept, you know, that it exists because they cannot see it, and so they just, you know, have a have a doubt, you know, thinking that, you know, maybe there is, maybe there is, maybe there is not. But nowadays, you know, there are so many proofs, you know, to say that, you know, proof, you know, to, you know, to say that there is a past life and there's a future life. So, you know, talking, you know, when we think about the reincarnations, you know, the small, you know, small child, you know, who have a kind of clairvoyance, you know, who can remember his past life or, you know, his past life's parents and so forth. And then when they see these kind of regions, you know, when they're visible regions, and that, you know, that, you know, makes them to believe, you know, more, you know, towards, you know, having the past life, you know, than not having it, you know. So, so there are, you know, all these valid reasons, you know, to prove, actually to prove that there is a past and future rebirth, and there is, you know, the result, you know, of those positive and negative karmas.
Hori dati naga nisra mabuji yuvari dita ndur duyong na dindaga lindi samba dan. Kya ngurwa dingar samba ga thawni o jiga tsendi mara jiga sabba bhansang ngurwa bhansang sija dan bhasam saba dan. Che jiva shama yung bhasam saba jiga ngurwa bhansang jiga thumna yung tila di dingar ka rangshan jayin dingi tenpo mi dingi dindaga nisra di samguwa di jiga jasi chava li mara shunjiga na di sangangu yuvarwa. Dengar me para nginjong me yesen dengar ka nisar kangar ka nisar ri 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 thong go ni ti kangar ka ni te la chwa chi we nginjong ri ri chi go go yu ding nginjong ge je ka ni ji ge nginjong che ya ga ni te li mar chi to na ti ta we chi li mar dog ta chi yo na sam ba sam lo chi chi go go yu ding ti dog ta la ti do bo thap te la kom chak la ti ta bi ni wa yu ba Chimara, Yiji, Tony, Tila, Yichigo, Tebada, Tinji, Tony, or you jump to Tomo, my embarrassed, Chigo, you are into Dinger Maper and Ninjong Missonga, Tinjin only Tonga, Dinger Debo, Kursana, Ningo, Tinashila, to do you ding.
So by thinking in, you know, thinking about these things, you know, how thinking about these things like the death and impermanence and so forth, and the karmic law, cause and effect, this should, you know, give up attachment, you know, to this life, you know, to the perfections of, you know, the samsara, you know, of this life, and also, you know, even if one is born in a higher realm, you know, with the, you know, with a good rebirth, but still one is within cyclist, and you know, the happiness that one experiences there is temporal and cannot last forever, and so. So by thinking that, by thinking about the disadvantages of the cyclistin or the suffering of the cyclistin, then one should give up attachment towards that. And so it is important to contemplate on suffering, because without suffering there is no there cannot be renunciation. You know, there cannot be renunciation without the suffering. And so that's why the Shantideva said in his guide to the Buddhist way of life, without suffering there cannot be a renunciation. And so, which means that you have to think about the suffering in order to have the renunciation. And so, you think about each, you know, each suffering, and then, you know, gain renunciation and towards, you know, each of those sufferings, each suffering or each difficulties and so forth. And so, in order to be free from those suffering, in order to, you know, avoid that suffering, and you know, we discussed earlier, you know, we should take refuge in the three jewels, and also the reason, you know, that because of these reasons, you know, that's why Buddha taught true suffering, you know, at the beginning of his teaching, the first teaching that he gave was the true suffering. So those are the reasons. That's all reason for generating, you know, renunciation and so forth.
Pagi dah tindak betul ke dah jen thadma trumdin rawat dila lindong lindi samba dong. Pagi dah kalau dengar kemarin yudak samba goni yudak dia malah samba goni dengar samba goni ni yang dah dia samba cik dah yang mayan ba yang mampu cik samba goni si cemi nong si dawya si cama la cawya dia dawya si ngamai cawya dawya ti ni bu dia jua jangga dong jengke kulku ni terci dan dia ni sangat yudin. Jugdo, Kuali drove a terrible lamp chicken, Nitrich Titangi, that she could go you away and do that, then you need him day, and she went and come to song with Nango Tinachi.
And so, so that's the karma and these results, you know, the, so when I experience the result, you know, of having created the karma, and and so how we experience this, you know, the sufferings in the cycle existence, and how we are born in cycle existence, how we can be free from the cycle existence, and so how to how we enter into the cycle existence, and how we can avoid the cycle existence. So for that, then Buddha taught, you know, these four noble truths. You know. So the first two truths, you know, as a way to enter into the cycle existence. So because of the true origin, then you know, experience the true suffering. And so that's how you engage in or enter into cycle existence, and how you can avoid, you know, avoid the cycle existence, or how you can be free from cycle existence. So the freedom from cycle existence is itself is a result, right? Result. So that cannot, you know, happen without the cause and condition. You have to create a cause, and so for that, and you have to engage in the practice, you know, of the true path and the true, you know, true cessation. And so you do that by understanding, you know, these, you know, the teachings on the four noble truths, and that is the reason why the four noble truths was taught, you know, four noble truths, you know, falls under the category of the practice of the medium capable beings.
And so that's, you know, that shows the renunciation of the small and medium capable beings. So giving up the attachment, you know, to this life, you know, to this life and to the future rebirths. And so that's how seek the renunciation. And now after seeking the renunciation, what is the measure of having generated the renunciation or the realization of the renunciation? And so that's, you know, in the next verse. It's contemplating this, when you do not for an instant wish the pleasure of samsara, and day and night remain intent, you know, on liberation, you have then produced, you know, renunciation. And so that's the you know, that's the measure of having generated the renunciation. And so so of course, you know, when you first meditate to gain the realization of renunciation, it is difficult, you know, to have the genuine renunciation right away. And so first, you know, you have the artificial genuine renunciation, which is like a close to a genuine renunciation, but kind of renounced, but not really like at the expense here. And then with, you know, whatever, you know, so whatever degree of renunciation you have, you know, you keep meditating on that, and through the power of meditating on that again and again, then you eventually, you know, gain the genuine or the actual renunciation. So, for example, like, you know, if you are offering flour, and of course, if you have the real and, you know, fresh flour, that's best. But even if you don't have that, then something, you know, like, you know, similar to that, like made of plastic or paper or so forth, if you offer that, you know, with imagination, that can be also, that can also work. But of course, you know, offering actual, you know, fresh flour would be better.
Tilonga to you are my reason.
That's about the renunciation. So the reason why you have to seek renunciation, and how do you seek renunciation? You know, so you seek renunciation by contemplating on the by giving up attachment or attraction, you know, towards the perfection of this life and towards the perfection of the future rebirths. So by by giving up that attachment, then you generate renunciation. And the measure or the criteria of having generated the renunciation of the renunciation, the realization of renunciation, you know, is when you have, you know, insist day and night remain intent on liberation, you have then produced renunciation. So without even making an effort, you know, spontaneously, when you have this thought, you know, to achieve liberation, to be free from the suffering, then that time, you know, you have generated the renunciation, you know, generated the renunciation. So, you know, also renunciation can have a different level, you know, different degree or different level. So like small renunciation or medium renunciation and so forth. So just like, you know, when you go and take test, in order to pass the test, you know, whatever the percentage, you know, of the grade that you have to get in order to pass that, you know, whether it's one tenth or two tenths or so forth, and so whatever you have to, you know, get, you know, to pass that, then you pass that, and even when you pass that, so one grade would be that, oh, you fail it. So like, you know, like when you get an F, or then you have others like, you know, A, B, C, or, you know, first, second, third, and so forth. So there are many different levels. Even if you are passed, you know, you pass with these kind of levels. So just like that, renunciation also can have in different levels. And so the criteria is, you know, that you have to have that kind of thought, you know, to achieve, you know, wishing to achieve liberation, or wishing to be free from the suffering, and wishing to achieve liberation throughout day and night, not only sometime having and not having another time, not like that, but having and all the time. So when you have that, then you have passed, and then you will get, you know, the pass mark, you know. Otherwise, you will not get the pass mark. And so when you pass that test, you know, of having this renunciation throughout day and night, you know, the wish to achieve liberation throughout day and night, then you get the first degree, you know, the first certificate of the three principles as well as the path, and now you have to study, you know, for the second degree.
And so the second, you know, of the three principles of the path, you know, is the bodhicitta. And so it's shown in this verse. It says, you know, renunciation without a pure body mind does not bring forth the perfect bliss of unsurpassed enlightenment. Therefore, bodhisattva generates the excellent body mind. And so, of course, you know, generating renunciation is very good, but that alone is not good enough. One has to generate a bodhicitta on top of that. So without bodhicitta, you know, just with the renunciation, one will not be able to achieve the happiness or the perfect bliss, you know, of the unsurpassed enlightenment. And without that, it will be only a cause for the liberation. It will be a cause for only a liberation. It cannot become the cause, you know, to achieve enlightenment. And so, therefore, you know, those with intelligence, you know, those with intelligence or wisdom, like the bodhisattvas, you know, should, you know, generate, you know, the excellent, you know, body mind. One should strive in generating, you know, the bodhicitta.
Ojuda dinre yinba yendu da lo dang denba am chiwe chenbu jigalam dun dungi ji yena thamar sangjun chag de sim chi gu gu ri song a di chig dang de ang mar khon di ojuda dini kin song yang gu wa ru wa ojuda di sangjun chag de sim chi sangjun chag de sim chi gu wa ne ngo de ojuda jimi jimi de man jong wa ti ta ba sam ba je chenbu chi chi wa de la ji de chen ban gong bu men de ri ngo to jen na yo
And so those with the intelligence, you know, wisdom, you know, like the bodhisattvas, you know, should strive, you know, to generate bodhicitta first. Generate bodhicitta, and so the generating bodhicitta, of course, you know, doesn't come, you know, without cause and conditions. So one has to, you know, one has to create the cost, you know, for gaining the realization of the bodhicitta. And so first, you know, to understand about the bodhicitta, like when Buddha Maitreya explained in his, you know, Ornament for Clear Realization, generating the mind of enlightenment, you know, is for benefiting others and wishing to achieve enlightenment. So, you know, it's like generating bodhicitta is, you know, wishing to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of others. So that's what, you know, bodhicitta is. And also, like Lama Tsongkhapa said in the Foundation of All Good Quality, or like Guru Puja, that just like oneself, you know, all sentient beings have fallen into the the ocean of the cyclic existence. So by seeing that, you know, please bless me, you know, by seeing that, please bless me, you know, to please bless me to train in the bodhicitta. And so just like it says there, and also and one should try to generate bodhicitta in order to benefit other sentient, you know, benefit other sentient beings. So if we think about only oneself, you know, then that would be a very small thought, you know, very small thought. But rather than thinking about oneself alone, if one should think about others, you know, others, you know, each and every sentient beings, and all the sentient beings are equal to the infinite space. So think about each and every sentient beings who are equal to the infinite space, and then think of, you know, benefiting them. So when you think, you know, when you think about others in general, when you think about others, the others are big. So others are more extensive, and, you know, it's big. And so when you think about the big one, you know, the small will be also included. So oneself is just one. When you think about all, you know, all sentient beings, oneself is also included, you know, in all sentient beings.
Or you that in the ཁྱི ཁྱི ཏི ཁྱི ཚོང་ཁང་ཡན་ན་དེ་ན་དག་ནོ་ཅུ་ལ་དུས་ཟག་ཡན་ན་ཅི་ཁར་ཆ་ཅི་ཡོ་ན་དུས་ས་དང་བསས་ཡོ་ཏ་ས་ཅི་ཡོ་རེ་དེ་ན་ཁོ་ནོ་དུ་དེ་བ་ཡན་དུ་མན་ན་ཐབ་དེ་བ་ཡན་དུ་དེ་ན་གོ་ཅི་ཁར་ཆ་ཡོ་མེ་དེ་གོ་ཅོ་ཅི་བ་དེ་དང་ད་ཅོ་ང་བ་ཐམ་དེ་མ་མེ་སེ་བར་སེ་དེ་ཁོ་བ་ན་དེ་དམ་ཅིན་ཁོ་གོ་རེ་དམ་ཅིན་ཁོ་གོ་མ་རེ་སེ་དེ yunga mari se na jiga jichang jivaro dungar sambu jinchi meba nar jaga di tabi chio ngi go ni ni kab ka tenra go dungar ka samsar samni chanjim chakda sam chi go re se na wata chanjim chakda sam chi ya go chen di di song sun rong na chio na ka yedi sam chio na ka ngati sam go ya chi song di yu di ngi
ཁྱི Marigua Machin Kunin Tubdivati, Namji Kushira Meba, Tish Jonjava, Oda Tini Taya Meba, Tudam Mo, the Rajuni Tarker, and the Rajuni Tarker Marisayati, Manta Meba, Chijon Chiva, Dingar Sanga, Noni, Jinchi, Meba, Nyoguati Chongava.
And so it's said in the text here, in a swept by the current of the four powerful rivers, tied by strong bonds of karma and so hard to undo. Caught in the iron nets of self-grasping, completely enveloped by the darkness of ignorance, born and reborn in the boundless samsara, ceaselessly tormented by the three miseries, and all beings, you know, your mothers are in this condition. Think of them and generate the body mind. So now that, you know, that is about how to generate the bodhicitta. So we talked about, you know, the bodhicitta and the reason why we have to have bodhicitta, reason for seeking the bodhicitta, and then how to seek the bodhicitta or how to generate the bodhicitta. So this is how one one should generate bodhicitta. There are five faults, you know, so five faults, you know, that by abandoning those five faults, then we
Ori chong ta chong na kan ro thiri ri jidu na chong na kan ngan ra jing yu sang zai ba.
Chong ma da tal ne ten chang ju sub ki ro zai.
Ori chong nga ka tin ra ge gu ni di sam ne ji chang jun chang de tin ra ge ni zhi de sam bu gu ni di chang jun chang de sam ki gu ge ri ye sin ni zhi nga wo.
the five faults or the five disadvantages of the cycle existence, or the condition of the sentient beings in the cycle existence. By thinking about that, then you should know. Then one should generate bodhicitta. So the first condition, which is swept by the condition of the sentient being, is that they're swept by the current of the four powerful rivers. So that's referring to the delusions. There are four different types of delusions. and so that is the first faulty condition that the sentient beings are in, and not only they're carried by the by the rivers, but also they have no power. They don't have any power to do the things on their own. So they are under the control of the ignorance. So not having any power, and so it's tied by the strong bonds of the karma. And so, so hard to undo. So that's the second fault, or second, the worst condition that sentient beings are in. And then the third one is, because of being bound by the karma and delusion and creating the negative karmas, they experience suffering again and again. And so always never free from the oceans of the cycle existence, or oceans of the sufferings. And so caught in the self-grasping, that is the fourth, the third. And then having completely enveloped by the darkness of the ignorance. And so that's the fourth condition. And then not only the sentient beings are under the control of the delusions and the karma and so forth, but even the result that they experience are unlimited. There is no measure saying, okay, you have to experience for this much of time and this many time and so forth. There's no fixed amount of time. It's like endlessly, ceaselessly tormented by the three miseries. So those are the five faulty conditions the sentient beings are in. So if you should generate bodhicitta by contemplating, by thinking about the sentient beings in being those five different conditions.
So the
first condition, the bad condition that sentient beings are in, is they are swept by the current of the four powerful rivers, right? So the four powerful rivers, or the four contaminations, are like the first one among them. It's like the example, falling into the powerful rivers. So when you fall in the powerful river, you will not have, you will not be able to do much on your own. You'll be just, carried by the, by these rivers. So just like that, here, you see the river of the river of like ignorance, attachment, and so forth. So first, of the four, the rivers here, or four contaminations, it is referring to the contamination of ignorance, or the river of ignorance.
And
Tatiya Amadi Tavasabam Tavichuzikuri. Tavazi Jitila Tava Lapa Laktago Tavadon, Shinja Malawa Tava Ni Openoni, Shinja Lako Tava, Chuashama Mibar Tavi, Tokjaba Mibar Tavi Tava, or Juli Jindu Mibar Tava Tavati, Tavang Embati, Shichimbuji Embay and Duty Tavasabam Tavi, Chuzi Juti Chigasidin, that Chigasidi Yuayindu, that Chuanichi.
And so the first one, you know, is the river of the ignorance, and the second is the river of view. So here, you know, the correct view and the incorrect or the mistaken view. So here it is, you know, referring to the mistaken view. And so the mistaken view is like, you know, saying that there is no past and future rebirth, or there is no, you know, karmic law of cause and effect, and so forth. And so that's the second river.
ओजी ကျေကောင်းရဲ့နာကျင်ခံကောင်းမှာကြီးပါလားလိဂိဝတ်ကျွတ်ဓမ္မိကြီးကိုကိုယ်ယူရရင်သူတပန်ခံကနောင်ရင်ကိုကျေညမောရှိတော့ပါတေတပစီမဲနာယောဟောကျေတတိကျေဝတ်တိကျေဘဂောရီရိဘယူရရင်သူဟောကျေတေလာစဘစဘစင်းခံကောင်းမှာလားကြီးပါစဘစဘစဘခံကျေတေအမစင်ခံရိတစင်ခံစကြီးပါစဘတင်းကြီးတောင်းနေတဲ့ဟောတဲ့စဘရစင်ချိုးရစ်တင်းကြီးတောင်းကိုယူဒီငိ
サバヤグチュチュウシュドクノラサバヤ。タンボディマリポチラ。リタンボディサバンドホマルウィマルウィチュワマルウィサバ。ダディニンドバンカナティダンタバンゲンブサバムチュウディニンドバンカナヨディ。ジェゾナマルウィサバディヨアリディタバンゲンバタンゲンブサバディメナヨ。ギワギワコナコンソリドムネカムコマニラチュワインギワロバ。ディソジジェクヨンニョモワ。
ဒီဆိုစစ်ချက်ကြောင့်ညမောင်းတပန်ခံတပန်ခံတပန်ခံနဲ့မင်းကြီးကိုခံကောင်းတဲ့ရုပ်ပယောင်းမြစ်ဆက်ကျင်ကိုညမောင်းတဆိုတာဟောကြည့်တတ်တင်းကြီးကစပစပစပါရီရီပါတောင်းနေစပါရစ်တောင်းချိုးချင်းတဲ့ရံကိုယူတင်းသူကစတာခံကောင်းမညလာရင်ခံကောင်းမညလာခံကောင်းမညလာကြွားလာခံကောင်းမပြေစံကံစကြွားလာဟောဒီတဘကြီးကြီးတို့ကိုယူပါရီစမင်းခံစကြွားလာတင်းလီတော့ပယောင်းကြွားရှိကြွားကြီးကြီးကိုညဒုတ်ကိုယူပါရင်သူ
then
ချိုးရှိတဲ့တာမြေဘုကစမစံအဲ့ဘုဒ္ဓမရိပတ်ညဘတော်ကြစံပါတိစံပါတိစဘစဘစဘစဘတိလံခံကောင်းမရကြည့်စဘစဘခံကောင်းမစံကံစကြည့်စဘစဘတိကောင်းမစံမြင့်ခံစကြည့်စဘညစဘစဘခံကောင်းမကြောချင်ကြည့်တယ်ခံကောင်းမကြည့်ရကြည့်ကြည့်ကြည့်ကြည့်ရကြည့်ပြီးပါတယ်တိလီမှာစံတို့ရကိုမကြည့်ပါကြည့်ပါတယ်တင်ကြီးရီနစ်စဘစ
And so the ignorance and the view, you know, are the two the first two rivers, and in the desire realm, you know, those two are very strong. You know, those two became very strong. But whereas in the upper realm, as a form and form realm, the view, you know, may not be there in the form realm and the formless realm, but there is the contamination of existence. You know, that's called the contamination of ignorance and contamination of view. Also, it's called contamination of existence. So that causes, you know, that because of having ignorance, then you create this cause, you know, to be born in the upper realm as a form realm god or form realm god, and so that contamination of existence, the contamination of existence to be born in the form realm, you know, is the third the powerful river or the third contamination, and then contamination existent to be born in the formless realm, you know, is the fourth, you know, the fourth contamination or fourth powerful river. So those are the four powerful rivers.
Usually when you are born in the upper realm as a form realm or a formless realm, like in the form realm, there are four concentrations, the first, second, and third and fourth concentration, the four form realms, and then also there are four formless realms, and it's called infinite space, infinite consciousness, nothingness, and the peak of existence. So those four in the formless realm. So in order to be born there, you know, you have to create the, you have to create positive karma. It's called the immovable karma. So that, you know, that karma cannot be. Once you have created the karma, that will, you know, bring the result. Definitely bring the result of the formless realm. And so when you create the karma, positive karma to be born there. Also, there is the side of the negative on that karma. There is a negative side of that karma, you know, because that karma will be exhausted. Once it is exhausted, then you will fall, you know, back into the lower realm, you know, into the lower realm or like into the desire realm. And so those delusion, you know, that makes them to fall. And into the lower realm or into the desire realm, third and fourth the rivers or the contaminations.
No,
And so in the Lamrim, you know, the method, you know, for generating bodhicitta, you know, is explained, you know, with the four, you know, the seven fold cause and effect instruction, and or also, you know, for those who are with more sharp faculty practitioners, and there's the practice called exchanging and equalizing self with others, and actually, I said that it is said that for most people, you know, the instruction on the instruction of the sevenfold cause and effect instruction, you know, is more suitable, you know, for normal people. So that is why, you know, actually it says that, you know, the instruction of exchanging and equalizing self with other is, you know, kept in as a secret instruction.
ཁྱི དང ཁྱི དང
And then the criteria of having generated the bodhicitta, or the measure of having generated the realization of bodhicitta, is not, you know, explained, not mentioned, you know, directly, explicitly here in this text, but you know, can, you know, feel it off, you know, from the Lamrim teaching. So in the Lamrim, it says that just like how much, you know, a compassion a mother will have, you know, towards her only child, so if you have that kind of compassion, you know, towards all the sentient beings, you know, just as much as, you know, compassion the mother will have towards, you know, her only child, so then that is the measure of having you know, having generated bodhicitta. And so that's about the bodhicitta, and the reason why one has to generate bodhicitta, how to generate bodhicitta, and the measure of having generated the bodhicitta. Now, you know, after the bodhicitta, then we have to move to the third one, the third and principle as well as the path, which is the correct view or emptiness. And as it says here in the text, though you practice renunciation and body mind without the wisdom, the realization of voidness, you cannot cut the root of the root of samsara. Therefore, strive to understand the dependent origination. And and so he's saying that, you know, it is very good that, you know, one has generated the renunciation and bodhicitta, but that is only the method, you know, as part of the practice. You have to have the wisdom as part of the practice, and because the root of the cycle existence is the self grasp, the ignorance, and that, you know, that which, you know, actually illuminates, you know, the self grasp ignorance is the view, you know, of the, you know, the view of the, and the view of the emptiness, you know. So without if you don't have the understanding or the realization of emptiness, then you will not be able to cut, you know, the root of the cycle existence. So therefore, you know, strive in, you know, gaining the realization of emptiness, or it says here, understand dependent origination. Strive to understand dependent origination.
Rubuja,
And so, in striving to understand the dependent and arising, or dependent origination, there are many different levels of the dependent origination. There's like the gross, gross, and the subtle, dependent origination. The subtle, is the selflessness or the emptiness, So there is there are many logical reasons, apply logical reasons that can be applied to understand the emptiness. So the logical reason of the dependent arising or dependent origination, is known to be the king of the logical reasons, to understand emptiness.
And
it says that you cannot cut the root of the samsara. So the root of the samsara is the ignorance. And so without the realization or the understanding of the emptiness or the dependent origination, and cannot cut the root of the cycle existence. And sentient beings circle in cycle existence or wander in cycle existence because of not understanding that.
And
so, because there is the gross and the subtle level of this emptiness, understanding of the emptiness, and therefore there came this different, and that's the reason why there are different schools or the different tenets. And so, the explanation of the emptiness or the selflessness according to the Vaivashika school, and then becomes even a little bit more subtle. And then by understanding the view according to the Sautantrika school, and then according to the understand according to the system of the mind only school, and then comes the middle way school, and even in the middle way there are two Sautantrika, the autonomy middle way, or the consequence middle way, so the autonomy or the Savatantika Madhyamika so view is also not the ultimate view. So even even if you understand emptiness according to the Savatantika Madhyamika's view, you haven't understood it exactly. And so in order to understand the emptiness exactly, we have to follow the the view of the Prasangika Madhyamika. So that's the reason why there are four different schools like that. And so we stop here now for that, and with that, and we'll do some question answer again. questions? Call to watch it.
ကျောင်းအချီရစတဲ့အကြီးပြင်ဆင်ကြရအောင်ဟုတ်ပြီဒါမျိုးတွေနော်ဘုံတရပါတယ်မဟုတ်ရောလဲဟုတ်ပြီဆုံးဆုံးကျောင်းအချီရွေးပဲတဲ့ဒီရွေးပါတွေ့ရဲ့နော်ရိပါတယ်ကံတေရနော်ဟုတ်ပြီဒါကျောင်းအချီတို့ရကရိပါယူရရတဲ့တူတန်ဆောင်မှာဆရာတို့ရဲ့တောက်ကျူးကျင်းတဲ့တင်မှာဘုကျူစွာချင်းရောင်းကုန်ဒီကတင်တာကကိုလာကျူကျူရကပရီရဲ့နော်လွန်ပါရီရဲ့နော်နောင်းနာကျူဘုကတင်တာကကျူကြွားတန်ရဖမတန် mara mambu jiga dhiyo yuwa yendu tezo muntang laksan raho dinda yendimi. Da rupa ga guni dhiyo yuwa hajan ga kukunda wadwa.
So yeah, the logical reasons, you know, that proves, you know, is that, you know, nowadays, you know, you find that, you know, children who are born and who can remember their past lives, you know, and then when they you trace, you know, you say this is my, you know, this is who I was and this is my parents and so forth. When you do that, when you check scientifically, they check and they say yes, it was true. So through that, then they accept that yes, you know, this boy, you know, is the, you know, the next life of that person, you know, who was there before. Yeah, so that those are the kind of, you know, the logical reasons, you know, to prove that there is a past and a future
rebirth.
And like in Buddhism, you know, we believe in, you know, of these high lamas, like His Holiness the Dalai Lama or like Panchen Lama, and they remember their past lives, and they have like many rebirths, you know, so they remember their past lives, and so there are many books or many texts, you know, that explains about, you know, how their past, what their past life was and how they did and so forth. So through that, you know, many the science also accept that nowadays.
So,
you know, you can only explain according to the Buddhism, you know, what Buddhism says about, you know, how many. Well, Rinpoche thought you meant like explain all of them, you know. So Rinpoche said there's no time, you know, to go through all those explanations. You know.
That
So the first in the form realm, you know, there are four concentrations, like, you know, the first, second, third, and fourth concentration. Actually, you know, the form realm, you know, is spread into, like, you know, 17 region. And the 17 regions, you know, of the form realm, and so the 17 regions in the form realm are combined into four concentrations, and so some of the regions, you know, fall into the first concentration, and some into the second, some in third, and some in fourth, and so in order to achieve the concentration, you know, you have to, you know, have the karma abiding first. First, you have to have the karma abiding, and then and then with the karma abiding, when you achieve the concentration, and then you actually achieve the actual concentration, you know, of the. Of the first concentration, the actual concentration of the first concentration, first concentration of the form realm, and and then for that, you know, there is the preparatory practice. Yeah, so preparation stage, you know, of the actual concentration. So that way, you know, you achieve the first and second and third like that. So you have to go through all these stages. Yeah. There are some pictures, like, you know, the pictures of the Mount Meru, and then in the Mount Meru, you know, so that there's a level, you know, where it is occupied by the four great kings, and so above that, you know, is the form realm concentration, like the first concentration, second, third, and fourth, like that. Maybe that way, you know, when you can see something, when it's a visual and you see something, maybe it'll be easier, you know, to understand. And then in the formless realm, the formless realm, that's the first one is called the infinite space, second is infinite consciousness, and then third one is the nothingness, and then fourth, you know, is the peak of existence. And so usually, you know, sometimes people that have different explanations. So some says that it is not really a formless. They do have a form. It's just that they don't have the gross form, but they do have the subtle form. And so they say, so formless is not really no form. They do have form because they have the subtle form. And those who say there's no form, they say no form because they don't have the gross form like we do. And so anyway, so in this four level of the formless realm, you know, you have to generate the concentration and other, you know, the meditation and so forth of each of these, you know, four formless realms before you can achieve that. And
And so, you know, in order to know more about the mind, you know, the mind and the concentration, you know, you have to do more further studies. You know, so like in Buddhism, we explain the mind more than just a brain. Like in science, you know, they say the brain is the mind. But when you look in the brain for every thought that you have, it's difficult to find. So you cannot just find about everything about mind, you know, from the brain. And so, actually, to know about the mind, you know, you have to study, you know, those, you know, subject about the mind in Buddhism, like the mind and mental factors, and also, you know, the explanation of the mind in the Tantra, and especially in the Highest Yoga Tantra, there is, you know, extensive explanation about the mind. So, if you without knowing that, you cannot really understand actual, you know, stage of the mind.
Chidam Khurana legendary killing us. And legendary Kahapu and killing us. In our Quran, Moran Quran Simo Chore, the Simo Dilla, the Gaza Lebanon, another Dukja Shuja, sir. The Naza, the Chidam Moran, Moranta Shida Yamas, Moraso, they are in a bit, the Kangashu Nungores. And did the Quran Kandes sometimes legendary Tony.
But you did the regular gratitude, Samson, that was on you, the Kerchin Borea. Some
So when you have you know, when you see this kind of, you know, sickness in your sister or in other people, and it shouldn't be, I mean, people who you feel very close with, you shouldn't feel like, you know, why it's like that, why they're experiencing, you know, you shouldn't like be so stressed, you know, with that kind of thought, but instead, you know, have more like open mind, you know, towards that, you know, so yeah, it could happen. As it can happen to anybody, it could happen to her too. And so by thinking like that, and also, you know, you can pray, you know, to, like, if you're a Buddhist, then you can pray to the three jewels, you know, for that. If you are not Buddhist, then you have, you know, some other religion, then also every religion, they have their own, you know, like, you know, the God or the three jewels and so forth. So you can pray to that.
And
so just as you pray, you know, for your sister or somebody close to you, you can also pray for everybody, you know, who is experiencing, you know, that kind of disease or similar or close to that. So for all of them, all of these beings, you know, who are experiencing similar kind of disease, you know, to be free from their suffering. Wherever there is a mind, you know, there is the wind, you know, that mind mounts on. So if there is the gross mind, that also has a gross wind, and the, you know, subtle mind has a subtle wind. And so and so usually, you know, like, you know, when we die, you know, it's the mind, you know, goes off the body, and it, you know, mounts on the it's mounted on the wind. So anyway, so the subtle form here, you know, is referring to the wind that the mind is mounting on.
When I did get to go, then some of the Jesus on long term contact, you dare talk rainbow in the dark way, and talk rainbow was the demon. How you had the dinner long term when it's a genuine way.
ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่
in the very far away, you know, the distance, and also you can hear the sound, and so that also comes, you know, from the subtle wind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it has that kind of form, or like you know, subtle wind that carries that. Yeah. And so when you create the karma, you know, there is the part, you know, of the mind, you know, the state of mind, or the mental state, you know, the part of the mental state, and also the part of the potential, you know, which produces the result. And and so, you know, like when you think about the seed of a big tree, you know, when you think about the seed, it's very small, but as you sow it, you know, when you plant it under the ground, and then you give water and everything, and it grows, you know, bigger and bigger, and it turns into a very big tree with all these branches, leaves, and so forth. So just like that, you know, the small karma, you know, can like grow up to big karma. And so in some, you know, religion, you know, they like in Hindu, they say that everything, all the environment and the beings in the environment are created by Ishvara, and then like in Christianity, you know, they're by God, and but in, you know, the whatever experience, you know, that we have, you know, whatever experience, the, you know, the things that we experience, you know, the personal things, or the like the common things,
you know, the environment, the house, and so forth that we experience. You know, we have there is a part, you know, of that, you know, of that karma, you know, which has the personal, you know, the personal karma, and then also the group karma, like the collective karma, and because of which then many people together can experience the result. And so, so Rinpoche was giving the example of, like, in the court, you know, that you have the judge and the, you know, and the lawyers. You know, so the judge will just, you know, sit there and listen, and the lawyers, you know, will say, oh, he did this and he did that, you know, and then the other, there will be other lawyers says, you know, you like, you know, there will be discussion, you know, with your lawyer and the other lawyer who is trying to accuse you, you know, of the crime that you have created. So so just like that, the self grasp, the ignorance, you know, is like the judge, Timpendra. Marwe. Danzin the Timpendra. Danzin Timpendra. So, and after all this discussion, you know, then, you know, after trial or discussion, then you come, you know, the judge would be the one to make the decision, right? So just like that, it is the negative and the positive karma, which is like the judge, you know, who makes the decision, but it is like the self-grasp, the ignorance, like the lawyers, you know, who discuss and who, you know, fight, you know, for the trial and you know, bring to make the decision. And so that's like the karma, you know, the positive or negative karma. So that's how you see, you know, the karma, you know, which is karma, you know, which is actually produced or forced, you know, by the self-grasp, the ignorance. And then from Chimoransi, le migo chumbo sawa, you know. And so it's the same for both, you know, negative and positive karma in terms of increasing. Like if you create very small negative karma, But if you don't, you know, take care of it, you know, by purifying it and so forth, then it can increase day by day. It will increase. Yeah. It will increase, and it can become very big. Even if even though you created very small negative karma, but you know, over the time, it can become very big negative karma. And so same with the positive karma. So if you, you know, if you create a big positive karma, but if you, you know, don't take care of it, you know, then because of creating negative karmas, then it can become less and less. And those big positive karmas can become small and small. And also small positive karma, even though you did very small thing, but if you really, you know, dedicated well, you know, for a big purpose, then that can become big. You know, so it's the same for both positive and negative karma. And so there is a, like, you know, when you do something bad, you know, then your record will be in the paper, and they will put it in the court. So if you just leave it, if you don't do anything, then sometime you're going to experience, you're going to have to carry the sentence. You know. But if you go there and say, okay, yeah, that was my fault, and I'm going to pay for whatever in cost, then it will be no longer there. And so just like that, positive or negative karma, when you create, it will be, you know, it will be there. So it's like the secretary, you know, keeping the record of all these, you know, crimes or the karma that you have created. Yeah, so both positive and negative karma will be kept, you know, there. And so, like, if you do just a small positive, if you create a very small positive karma, like making one prostration with your body or reciting one mantra with your speech, you know, with your mouth or speech, and then, you know, thinking one good thought, having one good thought with your mind, if you have that, but then if you dedicate that merit, whatever, you know, small amount of merit that you have accumulated, you know, through the positive karma of the body, speech, and mind, you know, to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings, then it becomes like, you know, putting, you know, a very small amount of money in the bank. You know, you have the capital there, but you know, you always, the interest will always increase. It keep increasing all the time. So just like that, you know, your karma, your small karma, will also increase. So if you kill yourself, you know, if you kill yourself because you see this, you know, because you think that.
Mm-hmm.
다들 삼로 코와데서 뭐죠? 다 진짜 랑소 맞아 봐 제. 랑소 맞아 봐 제. 랑소 제 이게 삼로 코야 제로. 다들 내 눈을 샤다라 제. 눈을 맞다 개미도. 근데 나 신나 가스 세나 가스 나랑 가라 세나 가스라 삼 삼바 제로. 대단 대배 코와라든 눈을 맞다 민도. 삼바 삼바 제로. 다리 능 예주 세 제로.
우리 다 띠고 띠고 쨍진의 다지 랑당 옌 강가고 땡고 딩을 냥고 민정 지와지 지남 역주리. 나로 지위 대상 삼로 땅에 대지나 루논트 장양 비와르와 팀행기 와마리 다디런 루논트 장장데 다디 펜탁만디 네 삼 삼로 디 신제 말로 걸로 디치고요디
커서신
아니 실 주고 주고 삼로 땅에 다 딘라지 삼로 땅에 삼로 디 루논트 장르와 근데 루논트 장게 지선당에 쪼마도 요마리와 Mudimba Jenga Jizan Rana Karasago Gitan Yuarua. The end of low notary Jendi, notary the Sona, Jung Yangar Himata, Gitan Yuamarua.
And so, anyway, yeah, if you have you know, that thought, you know, thinking of killing yourself because you, know, you see there's no point living, you know, then that is a wrong, you know, that's a wrong thought. So, if you follow that wrong thought, then it will be bad. Whatever you do by following the wrong thought, it will be bad. So, if you commit suicide, let's say you commit suicide after that, then that will be bad. So that is a bad thought.
Right. I thought that was more self-cherishing mind than renunciation, really. To feel like my life is so awful, I want to die, is more self-cherishing and not so much renunciation.
That's what I was wondering. 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 That's what I was
wondering. That's what I was wondering. That's what I was wondering. That's what I was wondering. That's what I was wondering. That's what I was
wondering. That's a bad renunciation. Yeah, you had a question?
I did. I was wondering
if you would speak more to the meaning of dependent origination. And I'm wondering if it refers to self-importance or self-preference. Then when the Rambuchi Moranga Rambuchi the Tendigu
quality
is more than some sunsari some watching. And the Tendus do not self what is it self stop? Yeah, so we're going to discuss more in detail about that tomorrow. But they are related. You know, the self-grasping ignorance and it's related with the dependent arising. Yeah. I mean, they're related. So So you do the practice of this the dependent origination, you know, for the self-grasping ignorance, you know, in order to eliminate the self-grasping ignorance. So anyway, we'll discuss more in detail tomorrow.
But that day in Bayan Dushiba would be Samba no Jura Yapuji Guni, Shezaga Yenati, She Lidi, Timdi Tela Yapuji, Don Chipuji on Bivari. Now Shiba was She Lidi, Samba on Ducha, Jura on Duchaka Guni, Shezaga Yenati, Timdi Tela, and Divitting and Bayan on Guyuai and Lindy said, You think you would the Jinju Kuyuari Mother Chilang in the Amidi.
So you cannot define the karma, you know, just as one word, you know, it's a two different, like, the karma and result. You know, it's just, you have to say the karma and karma and result. So the karma, you know, is with some kind of thought, then you create the action, and then then you experience the result of that. So if you have a good thought, and then you engage in a good action, then you have a good result.
if you have a bad thought and then you engage in a bad action, and then you will have a bad result, you know, the suffering result. So that's the karmic result. And so when you create the karma, then you leave the record of your karma. So that's like the document of your action. You leave it in your consciousness, in your mind or in your consciousness. And as long as you don't experience the result of that karma, you will always have that document in your mind, in your consciousness. So either you may experience the result in this life. If you don't experience it in this life, maybe next life. If don't, then maybe next life. So you have, in some life you will experience the result of that that karma, whether it's a positive or negative. Soulless? Mindless? How do you define soul?
Soul is some
spirit or a concentration of an individual's spirit.
Is it permanent?
Yeah.
What do you feel permanent?
Soul is permanent.
Something that's soul. 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 Tell us. How do you define
it?
Huh?
Say, something you saw this if you want. Long yon re zhigdang xiwei yantin zhakayi wari, tamo maimbya chigla.
tinda ji sang
la sem tamo de
ari sem tamo di sema ye ziga ye long ye long li la su sem la su mi sem li la su long la su mi se na wo de chi dong o man di wa na ji di wo se de yin di zig dong chi we yan tan na di ja pei wa ro wa
tamo de sok tamo de yes
la ye sang tamo de yes
So you know when you talk about the soul, is it like life? So in like when you say Atma, you know Atma would be like a life, you know, the life force, you know that holds you know your mind and the body together, your mind and body of this life together is called the Atma, and so I don't know if that is the what you mean by soul. No. Yeah, of course. There's like a subtle, you know, the growth, you know, the subtle life force, you know, the subtle life force that goes, you know, to the next life also. That's yeah. That's what Rinpoche was saying that.
When the jiva ngama tavala, so the jiva ngama di tenru jiva ji longa yena tenru sem chamu di dong long chamu di mi jiva ji longa yena mi sem di jiva ngama ji tenru long chamu di dong song chamu di jen de ti di wa ba. Ti no ji chama lang di rindi.
So, for example, if somebody, you know. Who is born as a person in his previous life? If he was a dog, then in his life as a dog in the past, and he has that the soul of the dog, right? You know, so then when he becomes a person, you know, becomes a human being in this life, he still has you know, the soul of that dog that you know continue from the dog.
Yeah, I was wondering how that fits in with.
So you are saying soullessness.
Well,
what do you mean by emptiness? So maybe we want to wait until tomorrow. Okay. Mona Tonyo collective what you are much. Tanya Paduguna.
But you that you Tonyo Cola and Riva and you think that song tramote, song tramodon, non tramote la teni chuachim lu.
So because of that soul, you know, because of that soul, the subtle soul, you know, subtle life support, you know, that is there. Because of that, then there comes the next life. You know, so they are like the interdependent. You know, so when it's interdependent, then that means they're empty. So anyway, we'll discuss more maybe in the future.
Tetapi zaman masa sombong kala ni kusong kala malam ke cewa ni aja zaman nasi baju cewa yang ni yang di kapsa semtamu mata semrawat di dusuk jalan orang ni ada diwaru. Tapi semtamu di wajib kerja tu malam tunggu kapsa semtamu jangan dengar kuiwaru. Cewa di semtamu jangan dengar kuiwaru. Cewa di sama baju cewa ni aja semtam di lang dengar cik jenan rugu kuiwaru. Cewa sama zaman baju lang ni aja tiada
And so, like when we go to sleep, you know, like you know, when we are sleeping, you know, our gross consciousness, you know, is not working, and it's only the subtle consciousness that's working, that is manifesting at that time. And you know, whatever like dreams that we see, it is the subtle consciousness that sees it. And also, you know, when we die, the subtle consciousness will manifest, and also in the intermediate state, you know, when we go through the intermediate state after the death. And before the rebirth in the next life, it is the subtle mind, you know, that goes through that.
Are Christian, you know, where are you going to go to help? If you don't believe what they believe anymore, you're spending so much time meditating that girlfriends don't get to see you anymore. How do you explain that to me?
Siddhan Kurang was a church in each other. Till at the Nevada Kunzo, Penna Nami, the Sogi, that church, our Gaume, and a candidate show has been a Kurang, Kurang Momo, the Momo, the issue in Baina, Kurang issue church, or the issue of Magina, and Kuran and Yawa Kigres, and the Sola, Kunzola Tumba, the dinner of the church at the Kalakabashara, and the listing of the Shadden of Yerbe. Kunzo, that Koran Tomodovina, that Koran Gomjab, then Tomodi, that Koran to the German Maraji, and then a sort of Shadden, then Kunzo, go never chat with us. Go never chat with us. Kanachoras.
Read the common deed, ကျောင်းချူလူဆိုဆိုဒီချဒီဒရာကကိုရံပတ်တပ်ကြီးကြီးရင်ကြီးပါလေဒီနောင်နေချဒီဒရာကတော့ကန္တာမဆောင်နေအောင်တော့ကကျဒါကြက်ကြီးကြောင့်စနေတာတရှိကြက်ကြီးကြောင့်ယူရရင်သူတင်တဲ့ကိုနေချမန္တဘန္တကြီးချက်ကြီးယူရမှာတော့စဝန်တော့ကြီးရင်ပါရင်သူဒီဆောင်စဝန်တော့ကြီးရင်ပါဆောင်လို့တောင်းရှင်းနာခေါင်းဆောင်လို့နှောရယူရမှာလေဟောကြီးတဲ့တင်တဲ့ကိုနေတရှိတာဂျမ်နေတာဒီနှောရယူရမှာရင်ဖန်တာကြီးမှာတော့ချူလူ
on a jalaji and the Tangan chicken on a jalak the Mia in the jalak the Mingi, Tangan chibu the Lama Gavaji, the Petaya Yamariva. Mala Yogi Chola, Miss Adela Rogi, Mala Mingi Chola, you know Rogi, Chigdanga Tangi, Tongina, Jetchi Yangu Yuari Sina, Kongan Tangamiang Yangu Yuari Chigi Bariva.
And so, you know, usually, you know, it's just a, you know, the way of thinking. You know, so you think this way, and you have to, you say, you know, you have to be, it has to be this way. And you're like, you know, your grandma might think, you know, it has to be this way, and has, you know, you have to do this, you know, because it has to be this way. And so, if you don't do that, you'll go to hell, and so forth. And so that's, it's their way of thinking. Yeah, so it's actually it's just a, you know, the way of thinking. So if you are, if you can try to explain to them this, you know, then maybe they will understand. And it will not cause so much problem for you to do your own practice, and it's like, you know, like for example, you know, if you have something, if you have a shop and your friend has a shop, and you have something that you have something that he doesn't have, and he needs to sell that thing, and then you say, okay, I have it, I give it to you, and then he sells it, and then when you don't have some, you know, when something that he has it, and he gives you, you know, for you to sell it, and so that way, you know, you can both work together, and you know, make money, and you know. And be beneficial for both of you, you know? So it doesn't. It's not that, you know, this way is right and that way is wrong. There's no such thing as this way is right and that way is wrong. You know, so it's just, you know, the way of thinking. Okay, we stop here now.
amazing staff that pulled us off to get everything ready for this week. Venerable Nima worked incredibly hard all hours of the night. Fred, the carpenter that always manages to put things together out of nothing.
Nima, yay!
Brian, put your hand up. Chris, over here, and Tom. Don't know where Tom's over there. And Dame, that did a lot of the planning and got everything ready. So it, without them, we wouldn't be here enjoying this wonderful
and
space.
And
then also to continue bringing these wonderful lamas and these teachings to Milarepa all the time, we need support and we need help and we need to pay expenses. So any kind donations, anybody would like to help us defer some of these costs, please see me. And then also appointments to see Rinpoche. If anybody would like to have any appointments, please see Nima and Dame. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Gail, the incredible cook. And Bob, the sound man. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
For those of you who may not realize, there's a discussion group here tonight facilitated by Dr. Nick Rebush at 7 p.m.
Right out of all the time you were clicking, I can't show this cricket.